This is SBS Audio.
Jika anda seseorang yang bermastautin di Australia mulai 1 Julai setiap tahun, iaitu permulaan tahun kewangan, anda perlu mengisytiharkan segala pendapatan anda yang terkumpul sepanjang tahun kewangan sebelumnya. Tolak segala pungutan cukai yang anda pohon. Berdasarkan jumlah yang diperolehi, Lembaga Hasil Dalam Negeri atau The Australian Taxation Office, ATO, akan menentukan sama ada anda layak menerima pembayaran balik atau perlu membayar hutang setelah tafsiran cukai anda dikira oleh Lembaga Hasil. Tak kira sama ada ini kali pertama anda membuat pemulangan penyata cukai atau sama ada anda menggunakan ejen cukai atau tidak, sesiapa yang mempunyai pekerjaan perlu memfailkan penyata pendapatan mereka untuk tafsiran jumlah cukai yang perlu dikenakan. Robert Thompson ialah timbalan pesuruhjaya di Australian Taxation Office dan beliau mengingatkan pembayar cukai bahawa 31 Oktober adalah tarikh penutup untuk memfailkan penyata cukai. Thompson menyarankan supaya menangguh terlebih dahulu dari memfail pulangan cukai pada awal bulan Julai.
If possible, while you can lodge from the 1st of July, we're suggesting to people that they don't lodge until the end of July, because by the end of July, we've pre-filled a lot of information into the tax return for people, including their employer information, interest income, and private health insurance data. That means when they go to do their tax return, it's a lot easier for them because it's all there for them. So it's going to be faster and there's less chance of them forgetting something.
Bagi mereka yang menerima bantuan dari Services Australia, borang pulangan cukai golongan ini akan mempunyai maklumat yang telah diisikan terlebih dahulu. Pegawai penerangan Community Services Australia, Justin Bott, menerangkan kenapa.
What happens is at about middle of July, we're going to make a Centrelink payment summary available for you if you're one of our customers. And that's going to show your taxable and non-taxable payments that you got from us over the financial year. And it'll also show any tax deductions that you may have asked us to make on your behalf.
Jika anda menerima bayaran cukai keluarga atau family tax benefit atau bayaran subsidi penjagaan kanak-kanak atau child care subsidy, pengiraan akan dibuat terlebih dahulu bagi mengimbangkan pembayaran pada penghujung tahun kewangan. Services Australia akan membuat pengiraan mengikut anggaran jumlah pendapatan yang anda isytihar berbanding jumlah pendapatan sebenarnya. Perbezaan jumlah ini bermakna anda perlu membayar balik jumlah lebihan yang diberi di bawah bantuan kekeluargaan atau anda akan menerima bayaran daripada Services Australia jika bayaran yang dibuat kepada anda kurang dari apa yang sepatutnya dibayar. Namun menurut Justin Bott, jika jumlah anggaran pendapatan anda sama dengan jumlah sebenarnya, anda tidak dikehendaki membuat sebarang pembayaran.
What we need customers who are receiving family tax benefit or childcare subsidy to do is to lodge their tax returns, or if they don't need to lodge a tax return, to let us know that either they or their partner don't need to lodge a tax return for the financial year, because we don't get that information automatically. We need to hear from a customer if you don't have to lodge a tax return. Once we got that information in, then we can take care of balancing.
Bagi mereka yang bekerja di rumah, menyimpan rekod dan receipt amat penting untuk membolehkan anda menunjuk bukti terhadap segala pemotongan cukai yang dipohon. Kaedah pengiraan perbelanjaan berkaitan pekerjaan yang dilaksanakan dikira berdasarkan jumlah setiap jam pekerjaan yang dilakukan di rumah, dikenali sebagai kaedah kadar tetap atau fixed rate method, atau jumlah perbelanjaan sebenarnya, dikenali sebagai kaedah kos benar atau actual cost method. Robert Thompson dari ATO menekankan kepentingan pembayar cukai menumpu perhatian terhadap dua faktor penting, tak kira kaedah mana satu yang dipilih untuk membuat pengiraan.
One, if they're using the fixed rate method, that they don't include expenses included in that method in other parts of their tax return, for example, your phone and your internet. And the second is that people need to keep a record of the hours they've worked from home for the whole year. And on the ATO website, we actually have 40 different industry and occupational specific guides that can help people to understand what they can and cannot claim for their specific type of job and what records they need to keep.
Satu cara mudah untuk menyimpan segala rekod dan resit anda ialah melalui pengambilan gambar yang kemudiannya boleh dimuat naik ke laman web My Deductions yang disediakan secara percuma oleh Lembaga Hasil ATO. Mereka yang buat kali pertamanya dikehendaki membuat pulangan tafsiran cukai disaran memastikan sama ada perlu juga membuat pulangan tafsiran cukai untuk tahun kewangan sebelumnya. Jika tidak, anda perlu mengutarakan permohonan pengecualian pengisytiharaan cukai pendapatan daripada ATO. Apapun, setiap individu yang mendapat gaji yang tidak dikenakan cukai perlu memfailkan pulangan tafsiran cukai mereka. Menurut Thompson, terdapat pelbagai kaedah untuk membantu individu terbabit memfail pulangan cukai pendapatan mereka.
You can lodge your return online with MyTax. You can lodge a return with a registered tax agent, and you can lodge a paper tax return. There is also the Tax Clinics program, which is a federally funded program that helps people who need help with their tax return. And there's also the Tax Help program, which is available to certain people that earn under $60,000 a year.
N. Kais Kumar ialah Profesor Madya dalam Undang-Undang Cukai di University of New South Wales yang juga pengasas Klinik Penasihat Cukai dan Perniagaan UNSW. Beliau memberi gambaran menyeluruh tentang perkhidmatan yang disediakan oleh Klinik Penasihat Cukai dan Perniagaan ini.
From a client-facing perspective, we help people who are in financial hardship and distress who are referred to us from the community sector, mostly through financial counsellors, legal services, Lifeline and other community support. We're part of the National Tax Clinic program that is funded by the federal government and administered by the ATO, but we're each independent. There's about 15 clinics across the country.
Dalam pada itu, sebilangan besar warga Australia memohon bantuan ejen cukai untuk memfail pulangan cukai pendapatan mereka. Malahan, Australia merupakan negara kedua selepas Itali yang melihat warganya mengguna perkhidmatan ejen cukai. Namun, menurut satu kajian, penggunaan ejen cukai tidak semestinya mendatangkan pulangan cukai yang banyak berbanding sekiranya anda memfail tafsiran cukai pendapatan sendiri. Kecuali sekiranya jumlah pendapatan anda melebihi $180,000 setahun. Namun, ejen cukai boleh membantu anda dengan cara lain.
So we've actually done research on this with my co-authors Chris Evans and Young Doc Lim. We looked at the sample of over 5 million Australian tax returns over 4 years, and we found that surprisingly, the real benefit that people get from using a tax advisor, if you're not high wealth, is convenience and certainty, not necessarily tax savings in the form of lower tax liability. So there might be many reasons that people want to use a tax agent, but it's not tax savings that should be a motivator.
Jika anda ingin menggunakan perkhidmatan ejen cukai, Profesor Kais Kumar menyarankan supaya anda memastikan ejen terbabit berdaftar.
So the Tax Practitioners Board is the first port of call, but typically you'll see that someone will have their accreditation displayed and you can search the register, but typically they should already be publicly advertising that they're a registered tax agent. Maybe they are also accredited with the CA or CPA or IPA, those accounting accreditation bodies.
Pembayar cukai juga disaran supaya berwaspada dari menjadi mangsa penipuan. Menurut Robert Thompson, bilangan kes penipuan terhadap pembayar cukai meningkat 60% pada tahun 2023. Sebilangan besar penipuan ini membabitkan pendedahan maklumat peribadi.
Before you give any of your personal information up, stop, think and protect. Don't share any of these details unless you trust the person and they genuinely require your details. Ask yourself if the message or the call that you've got would be fake. Never click on hyperlinks to your MyGov account. Always go separately and type the MyGov or the ATO details into your browser and contact us as soon as possible if you think something's wrong or you've noticed suspicious activity on your ATO account.
Justru pastikan anda tidak mudah terpedaya mendedahkan butiran peribadi anda kepada sesiapa. Pastikan anda merahsiakan butiran peribadi seperti nama, alamat, identiti MyGov, nombor fail cukai dan butiran kad kredit anda. Anda perlu sentiasa berwaspada.